We're holding Sheni Parshat Vayera, Pasuk Tetvav. Vatechachesh Sarah, Sarah lied. Leimor saying the following, Lo tzachakti, I didn't lie, ki yareha, because she was scared. Vayomer, and Avram said, Lo, no, ki tzachak, you did laugh. So, who said lo kitzachak? We say that it was Avram. Chazal say that it was God. That God said to Sarah, no, you did laugh. I know. Pasuk Tzayin. Vayakumu misham ha'anashim. The men got up from there, from where they were sitting with Avram. Vayashkifu al pnei Sodom. They looked out to Sodom. Avram olech imam leshalcham, and Avram was walking with them to send them off. Vadonai amar, and God said, Hamchase ani me'Avram asher ani yoseh, am I covering from Avram that which I am going to do? So we see that God reveals these things to the prophets. That's what the Navi says. Kim gala sodo el avada vanvim. God doesn't do things without revealing it to the prophets. And over here God says, will I cover it up from Avram? Avram is going to be this awesome great nation. And the nations of the land will be blessing him. And then the next pasuk goes on about how great Avram is. So here we see the concept of Zecher Tzadik Levracha. You mention a Tzadik, so you have to mention blessing along with him as well. God mentions Avram. God says, am I covering it from Avram? And then God mentions the blessings, how great Avram is. Our sages tell us, it says, the Avraham hayo yiye legoy gadol v'atzum, Avram will be into this great nation. Our sages say that there always have to be 30 tzaddikim like Avram Avinu. Hayo yiye, yiye is gematria 30. So we say, the Avraham hayo yiye, and Avram will always be 30. The Avraham hayo, and Avram that was, yiye will always be. What does it mean? Our sages tell us in the Jerusalem Talmud that God says the world always must have a minimum of 30 righteous people like Avram. Yes, sir.
So when we mention Avram in the beginning of Lech Lecha, when Hashem mentioned him, why did he say it?
Where did Hashem mention Avram? Where? What do you mean? That's different. There, God spoke to him. It doesn't say that God mentioned his name.
Yeah, it might be like the distinction between Avram and Avraham.
That was a question for Noah. There, we have to discuss it really. Right. Right. So, we have the concept either when the name is mentioned or when the Torah mentions them. The question is, why didn't the Torah give us the Tzidkut of Avraham in Parashas Noach, in the end of Noach, when it tells us about Avram? Avram took Sarah, etc. Once we mention Avram, why don't we do Zecher Tzadik Livracha over there? That's a good question that deserves... every question deserves an answer, but that deserves time to go into that. Okay. ונברכו בו כל גוי הארץ, פסוק יתחס, ואברהם היו יהיה לגוי גדול ועצום, ונברכו בו כל גוי הארץ, all the nations of the land are blessed in him. Our sages say, even the ships traveling at sea, when they get blessing, it's because of the Jewish people. God brings blessing to the world. Everything is, so to speak, tertiary. Everything comes out of them. Everything, we're supposed to be the source of blessing for the world. So, to an extent, it's not, usually this has negative connotations, but there's an aspect where spiritually, we say the world revolves around us. So how that works deserves a longer class. But in general, we say that God is making you think that it's a coincidence that Obama became president. It affects us one way or another. Yeah, that's part of the plan. God is looking at us and saying, "Hey, my children, you guys need this message or that message. So I will bring a Hitler to the world. I will bring a this to the world or that to the world." God says, "Yeah, you guys, you're at the center of the storm." Pasuk Yutet, Ki Yidati. God says, either for I know him or for I love him. That he will command his children following him and his house following him, and they will watch the way of God to do righteousness, to do justice, so that God will bring upon Avram that which he promised him. So we see over here that Avram, so to speak, dynasty, Avram leaves over that you're supposed to go in the way of Hashem, which is tzedakah u'mishpat. Tzedakah u'mishpat. So we see tzedakah u'mishpat is a reference to chesed. Doing things, justice is a part of chesed. Doing tzedakah, righteousness, and mishpat is part of chesed. When we say that the Jewish people have three traits, Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomlei Chasadim, they are merciful, they have shame, and they do kindness. So the concept of kindness, our sages derive from this verse, that they do tzedakah u'mishpat. So here, this deserves its own class, how we get from tzedakah, which ordinarily means the letter of the law, to doing kindness, right?
Yeah.
So that deserves its own discussion. That's the Gemara Nivamas.
The two separate together, no? Mishpat and Tzedakah. They're almost like direct opposites. Mishpat is like din. Mishpat is like law. And, how does
Tzedakah
it
like is also din. The question is, how do we get from here to Gomlei Chasadim? So that deserves its own discussion. Okay. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Adonai zakat Sodom v'Amorah ki raba." God said, "The yelling from the Sodomites, the Amorites, is great. The chatatam in their sin ki chavda meod is very weighty." So, what's happening there? They're ki raba. Our sages say is ki riva, because of that girl. There was a girl there that she went against the laws of Sodom and Amorah. She took out bread and gave it to the poor. She'd hide it in her bucket, and when she'd go out to draw water, she'd bring food to the poor. So they see there's this poor man in town, and he's not dying, and he's not leaving, so how's he making ends meet? So they do some research, they set up spies, and they find out that this girl is sneaking food to the poor man. So they took the girl, and they put her on a rooftop, and they coated her with honey, and they coated her with honey that would attract bees, and the bees came and stung her to death. And as she was wailing, as she died, that yell went up to heaven, and that's why God says, Ki Rabba, the yelling is great. That's a reference to Riva, the young girl. Her yelling went up to God, and God said, Erdana ve'er'e, let me go down and see. Haketzakata, is it like her yelling, Abba Eli, that's come up to me, Asu, have they done that bad? Kala, then I will wipe them out. Vim loida, and if not, I will know. So God doesn't have to go down in order to see, but God is teaching us that's the way a court has to behave. Go and see things firsthand. So now the people have turned from Avram and they are headed to Sodom. And Avram is still standing before God. So now Avram knows they're going to overturn Sodom. So Avram steps forward to argue with God, and he says, "Ha'af tispet tzadikim rasha. In anger will you wipe out the righteous together with the wicked? Ulai yesh 50 tzadikim b'toch ha'il. Maybe there are 50 righteous people in the city. Ha'af tispev lo tisa l'makom l'man 50 tzadikim shel b'kirba. In anger will you really wipe out the city and you won't hold off for the 50 righteous that are there? Chalila lecha ma'asot kadavar hazeh. God, this is chalila lecha. What does it mean, chalila lecha? So chulinu lecha. This is beneath your dignity. This is defilement for you. You're holy. This isn't holy behavior. This isn't fit for you, God. to do such a thing, la'amit tzadikim rasha, to kill the righteous with the wicked, v'yachat tzadika rasha, and the righteous will end up like the wicked. Chalila lach ha'shafet kol ha'aretz lo yashem mishpat. This is beneath you, the one who judges all of the earth won't do justice. So the truth is, the question is, why does Avram get away with this? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand God's ways, and God says, yep, you don't understand. Chavakuk doesn't understand God's ways, and God says, you're disrespectful for asking, but I'll explain. Avram says, God forbid you should do this, and God says, okay, fine, there are 50, I won't do it. God says, you know what, Avram? If I find 50 people in the city, I will forgive. I'll hold off for the whole place for the sake of those 50. And here we see that tzaddikim protect the world. It's good to be in a place where the tzaddikim are. They protect the world. So I think the way we have to understand this is not that Avram was questioning God's ways, but rather this was Avram's form of prayer. He was coming and bargaining on their behalf. When a decree comes out, a prophet's job, like Moshe Rabbeinu did for the Jewish people, Avram is doing for humanity, and he's begging God, please don't. So what claim could he make? The best claim he can make is that maybe there are some righteous there. Maybe for the sake of the righteous, let them go. So Avram raises his voice and says, I've already allowed myself to speak before you, and really, what am I? I am earth. I am ash. Avraham Avinu says, I am worthless, I am nothing. Our sages say, when he said, I am worthless, I am nothing, I am earth, I am ash, God paid him back that his children would have two great mitzvot, the earth of the sota and the ash of the red cow. I don't know. So God gives us a commandment that if this woman who hasn't been the essence of modesty and her husband is worried that maybe she's done something improper, what do? We bring her to the temple and we give her from the holy waters with the earth that corresponds to Avram's statement, I am earth, and if she merits, if she comes out clean, we're blessing her. You should have a son like Avram Avinu who said, I am earth. And if she sins, then we're letting her know you will go back to being earth.
Then she will die.
What?
Then she will die.
Correct. Tzadik, you have to attend classes here, or at least online, because this is a mitzvah in the Torah and Parshas Noso. And when we get there in about 5 months, you if you're not here, you have to at least listen online. So verses in the Torah, not even a rabbinic tradition. Open verses. So I'm serious. You gotta stay in touch. You gotta know this stuff.
Rabbi?
Yes, sir.
It says, like, I think after Avram, I don't know if it's connected to that, but it says in Yisrael Esra, Shnei Afer, I'm dust before you. One second,
what are you referring to?
In Yisrael Esra, it says that we should be like dust before Hashem.
The Nafshike Afar Lakol.
Yeah.
Not before God. Right? God says about the Jewish people, you know why I love you? Because even when I make you great, you don't become proud. God hates proud people. God wants us to be modest, humble people. God makes Avram such a great person. He's head of the UN. All the nations have appointed him as king. He's king of the universe. He's tremendously successful. And what does Avram say before God? I'm nothing. I'm earth. You guys know the joke about the guy who comes to Musar Yeshiva and he sees two people in the front and they tell him, oh, they've been studying here for 20 years. So he listens, what are they saying? I'm nothing. Another guy says, and I'm nothing of a nothing. So this guy just walks into Yeshiva, he sees his people with two long white beards, he says, them? So he goes over to the side and he says, oh God, I'm nothing. So the two elders look at him and they say, look at him. What a punk. Just walks into yeshiva and already thinks he's a nothing. So the idea is, you're not just saying it. It's meaning it. Avraham, when he said, I am earth, I am ash, he meant it. What did we learn in our in our Mishnayot and Tanit, we learned that when we begin a fast, so we take out the ark into the street and we put ash on the ark. The concept of putting ash on the ark is to commemorate Avram's chut, that Avram Avinu said, I am ash, I am earth. Anochi afar ve'efer, I am earth and ash. So when we put that earth, that ash, we commemorate Avram's chut. And Avram is very powerful. We know even in the temple, they wouldn't start the day without commemorating Avram. We learned in Rosh Hashanah and Yoma, right? They'd ask him, you see the light? Is it day? And he'd say, yeah. They say, you see it all the way to Hebron? They're mentioning Hebron to mention Avram's chus. And we start our day saying Adon Olam to commemorate Avram's chus, that Avram called God Adon. Okay, so Avram is coming in a claim and he says, Ula yachzun chamshim tzadikim chamisha. Maybe the 50 will be lacking five. Atashrit b'chamishat kol ha'ir. For five, you'll destroy the whole city. V'yom alo ashritim imtza sham arbaim b'chamisha. God says, I won't destroy it if I find 45. So they have this whole bargaining session, and we'll skip forward to Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayelech Adonai kasher kila ledaber l'Avraham, ve'Avraham shav limkomo. And Avraham left, and God left. Avraham has nothing left to claim. So God left when he concluded talking to Avraham, and Avraham went back to his place. Yes, sir.
Why didn't he ask?
Because he knew that the whole world couldn't be saved when he had Noah and his people in the ark, and they were nine. So he knew that nine people couldn't save the world. Though, so certainly he couldn't go less than 10 when he's making claims. Yes, sir. What? Good question. Vayelech. So God was the plus one. So when God leaves, Vayelech Hashem kasher kila ledaber el Avraham, God left when he concluded talking to Avraham. Our sages say this means that God, so to speak, said, I'm leaving. And that teaches us their heretz. You finish the conversation with someone, so you should say goodbye, you should say something. There are those people you talk on the phone and then they just hang up, say goodbye. We learn from God said Vayelech Hashem, God left. This teaches us God gave an indication he was leaving. So to speak, he said, goodbye, I am leaving, and that is their heretz. Pasuk Aleph, we're up to Shlishi.